Today on Tech Daily, we're talking solid-state hard drives. Commonly referred to as SSDs, they've traditionally formed the backbone of ultrabook computers, which is one of the reasons why those computers are so fast, light, and energy efficient. Now, on the line to talk about solid-state drive technology and how you can take advantage of it is Matthew Liu from drive manufacturer Crucial. Thanks for coming on Tech Daily, Matthew.
Thanks, Andy, for having me on your show.
No problem. Now, let's rewind a bit. What technology is inside the computer hard drives that most of us would have been using, you know, for the past few decades?
Good question. Hard drives were made up of stacked disks or platters coated with magnetic material to store information on the computer. They traditionally used what was called an actuator arm inside the hard drive, and that was used to read and write data onto the disks.
Right, and has that sort of disk technology changed much, over the years?
Hard drive technology has changed dramatically over the years. Mm. They probably started off as very, very heavy, clunky machines the size of refrigerators and stored about 5 meg of data and were very, very expensive. With technological developments over time, the computer hard drive has shrunk to the popular 3.5-inch size, predominantly used in personal computers today, and 2.5-inch for laptops, and they're both now storing terabytes of data.
You're certainly right, especially on the price side of things. I do remember when it was hard even just to get a 1 gigabyte hard drive. so then, what's inside a solid state drive? And what sets it apart from the older magnetic sort of disk technology?
Well, magnetic hard drives are made up of mechanical moving parts. Solid-state drives, on the other hand, are made up of flash memory chips. So you can imagine the advantages of using flash memory chips include lower power consumption, mm-hmm. Faster read and write speeds, durability, and reliability.
And I guess it's that whole thing. If there's no moving parts, there's nothing that's going to wear out in there.
Absolutely. So you can imagine if you drop a traditional hard drive with the disks and the needles, that would probably fall apart inside. Whereas if you dropped a flash-based hard drive with no moving parts, it's very unlikely that the insides would just crumble.
I'm fortunate enough to say that I've never actually dropped a hard drive, but most that I've had have gone for years without fault. But I must say that I have had a couple of the older hard drives that have failed after 12 months. So how long should a solid-state drive last?
Well, solid-state drives now record what's referred to as terabytes written, or TBW. This gets to the core of SSD endurance.
Okay.
So to oversimplify the issue, SSDs have a finite expected lifespan that can be determined by counting the amount of data that's written onto the SSD.
Right.
So Crucial SSDs have a TBW rating of 72 to about 320, depending on the capacity. But what that really means is most users will never reach that expected lifespan.
For the average user, what is that, a decade, longer?
Oh, I think much longer than that.
Okay.
You know, if you're talking about 320 terabytes rewritten on the same disk, generally a lot of consumers don't even keep their hardware technology for that long. So they're often replacing it or migrating the data, their data onto new technology.
You're right.
Over time.
I think Intel calls that the four-year itch. Replacing a computer every 4 years.
Yes.
Speaking of which, going back even just 4 or 5 years, solid-state drives were very expensive. So, of course, the first generation of ultrabooks, which had them, were also pretty pricey. How does the cost of these drives compare now?
Well, business and consumer demands for flash technology have surged over recent years, especially across many industries and applications. As a leading manufacturer of flash technology, Micron has been able to pass on these savings gained through production economies of scale. So you can expect a 120-gig SSD for around $100 these days.
Right.
And a 1 terabyte for around $550. So that's pretty affordable in the scheme of things.
Okay, so say I have a computer that's a few years old. Would there be some advantage in taking out the existing hard disk drive and replacing it with a solid-state drive?
Absolutely. SSD upgrades are one of the easiest and inexpensive ways to increase the performance of an old or new computer.
And so we basically find that read and write speed would just bring the whole system up generally in terms of performance, wouldn't it?
Actually, yeah, indeed. It gives a computer a new lease on life.
Okay. So there are plenty of options on the market when it comes to these solid-state drives. Of course, now, like you say, the prices have come down and there are various sizes from, 128 gig up to a terabyte pretty readily available. Does it matter what brand you buy? Are there differences between the brands, or is a solid-state drive a solid-state drive? And you know, where does the Crucial drives sit in the market?
Well, I often recommend to customers buying technology that they stick to quality brands, such as Crucial, who are part of Micron, a global leader in flash memory technology with 35 years of industry experience.
Okay.
Purchasing credible brands, you can rest assured that your products, that the products you buy are backed by millions of dollars of R&D, and you have the ongoing customer support needs for the life of the product.
Okay, so for anyone wanting to investigate solid-state drives further, what's the best resource to find out how to get one installed, or maybe just to better understand the technology?
Our customers can come to crucial.com for information regarding SSDs and other flash memory technology. We have what's called a system scanner, which will allow you to determine which products are compatible with your hardware.
Great.
We also have plenty of product tours and instruction videos, which will guide you through how to install an SSD in your notebook or desktop.
Oh, okay. So that's crucial.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. Well, Matthew Liu, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much for your time, Eddie.